The next topic is new protections for pregnant and parenting employees, and we are lucky to have Amber King from Thompson & Horton. As you have all known Amber for quite a while at this point, she and I have been around about the same amount of time. She, before rejoining Thompson & Horton, spent about a decade at Lake Travis, right? A little less than a decade at Lake Travis ISD as their in-house counsel, and I am very much so looking forward to hearing what Amber has to say, so please welcome Amber to the stage.
Good morning. Thank you, Corey. I'm excited to be here. My first opportunity to speak at this event, which I am thrilled to be able to do. The topic today, this morning, is the new protections for pregnant and parenting employees. If you are not familiar, there were two federal laws that were passed at the end of 2022, December of 2022, which became effective over the last year in 2023, impacting employers and the rights of pregnant and parenting employees within the workspace. And this topic has really, I have found myself a little conflicted with this topic, to be honest. I come at it with two different perspectives, as I suspect that many of you in the room do as well, which is on the one hand, working and advising primarily in the education space over the last more than a decade, and understanding the substantial burden that can be on the employer in terms of yet another, honestly what it is, unfunded mandate, right, to support and accommodate and protect the pregnant and parenting workers in your space, but to do so without any additional funding in a system that is already incredibly strained, in a system in which you already have vacancies you can't fill, in a system in which you have needs that you can't fund currently, and here is yet more requirements that are being pushed down on you. But then I also come from it from a perspective of a pregnant and parenting employee. I have done this three times in the course of my career, and as I went back and reflected on it, I've done it three times with three different employers, interestingly enough. And the last employer of when I was pregnant was a school district. And not to say anything bad about that school district, because I loved them dearly and I wasn't treated poorly in any way, but it was by far the hardest working space that I had as a pregnant and then parenting employee, from the perspective of I had to be very cognizant leading up to knowing that I was going to get pregnant, and then when I was going to be on leave, I had to be very cognizant of saving up as much time that I could in order to take that time off after my baby was born and still be able to be paid. My past employers, that was not a consideration for me because the leave was paid. I had the good fortune to be able to collect up that time and to take off some time, but not everybody does, right? And then coming back, I had the good fortune of having an office where I could close the door, where I could have some space when I was needing to pump for it during times. But the truth and the reality was that at that time, I wasn't in my office a lot, and then the demands were such that I stopped doing that much quicker than I did with my first two children. And so I have a different perspective on it from the really, truly critical need for pregnant and parenting employees to be able to have both, to be able to be working and supporting and going through the process of being pregnant and or parenting their children. And it can be difficult. So with that, let's dive into it. It is kind of important to understand why and where these two laws came from, to first kind of understand the legal landscape before 2023 when the two new laws passed. And that starts back in kind of 1978. You started to get a patchwork of federal laws that have provided certain protections for employees, for pregnant and parenting employees. But there really have been kind of big fundamental gaps in those protections through this patchwork of different laws that existed prior to 2023. And what we also have seen over the last decade or so is that pregnancy-related lawsuits in federal court have increased by 67%. So it is becoming an area of focus in terms of lawsuits in the EEOC.